from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some controversy, Ike, I don't know if you knew it, about AJ and Big Justice this weekend.
But it's about time.
Did they get rid of it?
Well, no, there was some you know, behind-the-scenes footage, and the dad was being a little mean to the kid, and the kid was being a little mean back to the dad. There was a little controversy there.
Real father-dad, father-son issues,
yes,
huh?
Yes. So we got to wonder about the future of AJ and Big Justice.
That video wasn't that shocking.
That's no.
About what I thought their relationship was like.
Yeah, I would imagine.
He's told his son to lock in a little bit.
Yeah.
Now the kid is 11.
Yeah.
But he needs to be humble.
Yes. Look. You say chicken bake. I say double chunk chocolate cookie.
That's not how he says it.
Double chunk chocolate cookie. And then we're good to go.
Well, the real question is getting to the root of the issue.
Yeah.
Which one feels like they are responsible for the stardom?
Once All again, this is where the credit thing comes in, like you guys talked about last time. Who thinks that they're the face of the franchise?
Exactly.
Well, I think we all know the dad's thinking, I've been trying to do this for years, kid. I don't want to hear anything about that friggin' chicken bake. You will do what I say and when I say it.
I'm driving this ship, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. What's your confidence level in the Eagles winning Friday? Very high, semi-confident, or not confident? What do you think the percentage of very high is at?
Very high. I would say that percentage is probably around 24.
Man, you're good at this. 25.
Wow.
25% very high, 61% has a semi, and 14%.
We don't have a semi.
That's...
Man.
14%.
We did it!
We're rolling, man. The communication is rolling, and 14%
yeah.
is not...
Gotta get out of this.
It's not confident. I'll give you the ESPN projections in a second, right after we talk to Tasty Cake Tom. You're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Spike. And I said hi to Jack. And hey, Ike.
What up?
What up, Tasty Cake?
Boy, I just think we're going to see nothing but wins the next couple of months.
Really?
Very. But, you know, offensively, me, Ike, I got 6 All-Pros on this offense.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, I think Jalen, Saquon,
okay,
well, AJ.
Well, Saquon's going to be an all-pro tailback.
On that offensive line.
I think we would – something – Saquon's not going to be an all-pro.
I'd be shocked.
Well, I don't think they need him to be, truthfully, honestly. I hope he doesn't touch the ball that much. I hear what you're saying. You know, definitely 2 on the offensive line, you figure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe AJ.
Well, yeah.
And then
– I mean, and Jalen.
Hopefully.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that makes
it's not a lock. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, all-pro's not
and
pro
it's ball. Harder to be all-pro at that position than it is the
There's
other
only
ones.
3 of them. Yep. Yeah, there's only 3 of them. So,
no, 2.
There's only 2?
There's only 2 all-pros.
Teams. Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah.
First and second team, yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm thinking NBA.
You don't think that Saquon's going to get that ball in the second half when they're up 2 scores and they're trying to squash that clock?
Well, they got to be up 2 scores first. They got to be up 2 scores. Like, so, here's the thing. Most teams that lead the league in rushing are teams that are ahead a lot. So the only way that you're running the ball that much, and they'll run the ball more than probably whatever the standard NFL team is.
Mm-hmm. But if they're winning. Yes.
But they want to hold the clock and they want to prevent the defense from being on the field all that much. But still, the only time that you're really running the ball more than you're passing it is when you're ahead. And I just don't have faith that the defense is going to have enough stands for them to be ahead. We could see a game, honestly, on Friday night where there are one or two punts the entire game. Truthfully, you know.
The over-under was 47.5. I think it's 48.5 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason I would take the under would be like, well, I'm expecting it obviously to go over, so maybe it's not. But all signs point to the fact that there's going to be a... So I think,
especially with Green Bay having a new defensive coordinator, you can see points both sides.
On both sides, yeah. So, and it could be sloppy. There could be turnovers with it being, you know, the first game of the year. They're flying 10 hours on Wednesday. I don't know. I'm as I talk about it, Dom, I'm actually getting more nervous as the day goes on. I'm going the wrong way.
Yeah. You're going the wrong way.
I'm afraid they're going to lose, and I don't want my first after Eagles show to be on Saturday morning because Ike and I will be here on Saturday morning.
We will be on 10 to 1 Saturday.
Jack, you going to be here?
I will not be here.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Foxhole guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody else's foxhole. So that's what I'm thinking, Dom. I'm just a little until I see them stop anybody, I don't believe they can stop anybody. That's basically where I'm at.
And Spike, conversely, until I see somebody stop these Eagles, I don't think ain't nobody going to stop them. They're going to be on the field as long as they want to be.
Look, your lips to God's ears, Tasty Cake. Your lips to God's ears. Thank you for the call, buddy. I hope so.
If you ask people, like, do you have more confidence in the Eagles stopping the Packers versus the Packers stopping the Eagles, I think more people are confident the Packers will be able to stop the Eagles.
I don't think our listenership would be.
Really?
Nah. I don't think so.
Hold on, Jack. I mean, they got Zaire Alexander over there.
They're not going against the greatest
Where's this great Packers defense at?
Well, they did good against the Cowboys last year in the playoffs.
The Cowboys.
I know.
Yeah, chokers.
That's still a highly seeded team on the road.
It's true.
I just don't. I think I have more worries about the Eagles defense going to be able to stop the Packers.
That's fair.
I'm worried about the Eagles defense stopping anybody.
Now you're forcing me to look up the Packers' defensive rankings from last year.
Clay Matthews.
Well, carry on.
While you're doing that.
Yes.
So, this is football season, Ike, by the way.
He's looking up all the stats.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
well, I'm just saying where people ranked that last year's first game of the season.
So FPI is ESPN's computer-based model that does their power rankings all the time. It sort of uses points for, points against, blah, 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 blah. So they ran the season 20,000 times. The Eagles averaged out at 10.5 wins and 6.5 losses, which is, by the way, right where the betting line has them at. I think their over-under for the season is 10.5. They have a 79% chance of making the playoffs, only a 49% chance of winning the division, FPI says. So FPI says more than half the time the Eagles do not win the division. It actually had the Cowboys is most likely to win the division. A 27% chance, however, here comes the good stuff, 27% chance of making the conference championship game, which I would take. I would take a 1 out of 4 chance of that. 14% chance of making the Super Bowl, which is 6th. The Cowboys have a 15% chance of making the Super Bowl. And a 7.8% chance of winning the Super Bowl. So the only thing that stuck out to me there is them only having a 49% chance of winning the division. And I think we've all talked about the division as theirs to go and win, given that I don't think that we believe there's a realistic chance that the Giants or Washington could win the division at this point. It's just them or the Cowboys.
Right.
So
Washington is a sneaky team.
Yeah, they could be good. Yes.
But I would say it's Cowboys or Eagles.
Yeah, and I think most of us has pretty much written the Eagles in as NFC East champions, and the FPI only had them as about half 50% chance of winning.
In part, I don't know if you heard this before. I know you're just back here.
Okay.
It's been 20 years.
Since there was a repeat.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a long time, Spike.
It is a long time. Yeah, okay. So do you think it matters?
Well, it has for 20 years.
It's going to...
It's going to break 1 year.
Maybe.
We just don't know when that year is. Yeah. So I don't know when the next time there's going to be a back-to-back division winner.
But see, here's the thing. Even so, Cowboys won the division last year. Let's say they win the division again this year. Even the next year, people are going to go, you know, that's only happened one time in the last 20 years. So we have at least a decade more of saying that it's only happened a certain number of times.
Well, here's the thing, though. No, it kind of – we used to do the whole – regular season MVP, not winning the Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
So no one had done that since Kurt Warner did it in 99.
Right.
Until Patrick Mahomes did it against us, against the Eagles
right.
that year. The year we thought Jalen should win it, and then Patrick Mahomes won it, and we thought we were going to win the Super Bowl because nobody wins the regular season MVP and win the Super Bowl in the same
year. And lo and behold.
Look what happened.
It happened.
Yeah, it happened.
Right.
It took a while, but it happened. So you're right. It could happen.
It could happen.
But if you're betting,
yes,
the odds say take
anybody but the Cowboys.
Take anybody but the Cowboys, yes.
Speaking of the Chiefs, somebody new is drawing up plays for the Chiefs. I'll tell you about who that is right after I tell you. You know, I had a good trip to Dogs and Cats Rule on Saturday. I took our new dog, our new adopted dog, Scotchy, to the one in New Hope. And I wanted to get her food now that she's ours. Hey, what food can we give her? And they had an opportunity at Dogs and Cats Rule. And the great staff there that is led by George Perrini, the lead dog. And I was like, they will give me the right answer. And you know what they said to me? They said, now, they could have sold me a big bag of dog food for $100 or whatever. And they said, you know, the food that you're feeding Rebel, your other dog, you can feed to this dog as well. Now, they're different ages, different breeds, but it is not age or breed specific. There, they had a chance at Dogs and Cats Rule to upsell me and cost me more money, and they didn't do it because they're great. They have a great staff there. By the way, the cutting edge when it comes to pet nutrition, all local, great products there when it comes to food for your dog or your cat. They have 7 locations, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, where I went, and Blue Bell in PA, Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. Not just food, they got treats, they got toys. So, by the way, instead of buying the food, I walked out of there with $100 in treats, but it is what it is. Supplements, they have it all, and the best staff you could ever imagine in a pet store. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is where you want to go to learn more. Shop small, shop local, shop family. 215-592-9494. Before we get to Clay in Kansas City, we just saw a quote up on the television that Patrick Mahomes said that they've maybe allowed Taylor Swift to design a play for them this year.
Well, yeah. They got nothing to lose. I mean,
they may be heat checking a little bit.
Of course they're heat checking. They're doing behind the back passes.
in the preseason, too.
I would bet against the Chiefs this year.
Yeah. Well,
that sign. Yeah.
Nah. Well, I'm betting that they get to. I got the Eagles Chiefs in the rematch.
Yeah. Right. And Carson's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, that could be.
Travis Kelce, a little distracted. You know, Taylor Swift.
He was more distracted last year than this year.
He's going to be even more distracted this year.
I don't think so.
Only if he proposes.
Oh, well, he's already got the ring, I'm sure. Do you think he's bought it already? I think he's bought it.
If he's smart, he would have.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now lock that thing down quick as possible.
Can you imagine you're a jeweler and the guy that walks into the store is Travis Kelce? You're just, you're talking, you're figuring out your retirement account. You're like, this
is
the last
ring.
He's got to be 31.
33, 34.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's about time.
Yeah. I got married at 38.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, you should wait until you're after 35.
Yes, because then you're a real man. A real
adult. And you kind of got a better idea of what you want, and you haven't changed your mind at age 30. You get married at 25. By the time you hit 30, you're like, oh, God.
Any?
Did I do this?
Truthfully, no offense, Jack, because you're 30 now. So
And got married at 24.
I got married at 24. When I see, my wife would say, hey, someone, this is when we were dating. Hey, so-and-so has a new boyfriend. And I'd be like, I'd raise my eyebrow. And she said, what? And I was like, how old is he? She's like, I think he's like 26. I was like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Guys are useless until at least 30, maybe mid-30s. Yeah.
Mid-30 before we even have a clue of what we really want to do in life.
Total moron.
This is actually for women out there. This is a piece of advice for you.
This is good,
Yeah, he may not be ready.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You may think you're ready. Believe me, he's not at 25, 26, 27 years old.
I've heard of guys bailing on weddings the day of because they get so freaked out.
How did we get here?
That's life advice with the afternoon show.
Clay, you're on WIP. Well, Clay, you're in Kansas City?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't called in a little while because I'm kind of a football guy. I'm a big Eagles fan over here.
Okay. So, you from Philly or are you from KC?
No. No, man, I grew up in the Chiefs. I'm 52, and you guys are right. I got married when I was 32. It's the only way to do it is wait till you're in your 30s.
In 30s, yep.
So, because then you're a man, and it's easier, and you're financially established and all that stuff. But anyway, growing up, the Chiefs were terrible, so they tried to make us all be Cowboys fans. There was no way in the world I was going to be a Cowboys fan.
Good choice, my friend. Yes. Good choice.
And nobody was jumping on the Eagles bandwagon in 1985. So
no.
I get accused of it, and I'm not.
Yeah.
So, anyway, hey, specific to Friday night, I'm an 11.
11 from a confidence
That's
standpoint.
That's what I'm talking about, Clay. That's what I'm talking about.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Two years ago, this team wins the Super Bowl. And I love Jalen, but if he doesn't fumble that football, and if that field was not a disaster, and I'm sorry, I've told all my Chiefs fans here in Kansas City, I tell them, I'm like, good thing that field was a disaster because it stopped our pass rush from getting in Mahomes all day long. So last year, that was a hangover. That happens. Losing a Super Bowl is the hardest thing you can do in sports. So we don't even have
Tell
to worry
about
49ers this year.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you, we have legitimate coordinators. Kellen Moore, he knows what he's doing. Vic Fangio, he knows what he's doing. This team is going to roll this year. 13-4. They're going to come out on, and I'm not saying Green Bay's not good, because they're good.
Right.
But they're going to hit Green Bay in the mouth. Mm-hmm. They have the best right tackle in the league. They have a top three left tackle. They have a top three left guard. Do we have a question at center and right guard? A little bit. But, man, every team has questions on the offensive line, don't they?
Yep.
So, and we have the best wide receiver core. We have top five running back. I will tell you, injuries or if Jalen is not the guy we think he is, that would be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing.
Can I play a little game with you here? Play a little devil's advocate game here. So you say if Jalen doesn't fumble that ball, they win the Super Bowl. Okay, accepted. But could I just then say if Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt, Eagles probably not even in the Super Bowl? Like they beat the Giants and a 49ers team who was on their fourth quarterback that year.
I think they would have still beat the 49ers. I mean, what are you, 49er fans?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Brock Purdy wasn't the Brock Purdy we saw last year.
He was still playing well.
He was.
Yeah, he was still playing well. And
hey, listen, I know who Brock Purdy is too because my wife went to Iowa State. I watched him play every college game.
I'm just saying we could.
He's saying we could play the what if game.
Yeah, like
both sides.
The 2 years ago thing. You know what? I know we'll never put it behind us or whatever. Mm-mm. I get it. I understand.
You're talking about 2017.
Yes, we are. But, we won that one.
Well, I mean, those of us that are Wentz fans.
Oh, right. But my point being, it feels like a million years ago at this point. The coordinators are different. Half the personnel on defense is different, probably more than half the personnel. The offensive line is different. The head coach is in a different position. I'm ready to, if we're going to put last year behind us, I'm putting the Super Bowl season behind us too. And I'm just ready to talk about.
This team is for real.
Okay.
This is a great roster. We don't have Sean Considine back there playing center. We got Chauncey. And that guy can play, man. So this team, they have talent on every level on both sides of the ball. Stop being scared. Now, if Jalen comes out and he ain't him, we got a problem. But I think he's him. So
all right.
I'll be listening all season long, guys. I love you guys.
All right, brother.
All right, Clay.
So they got Eagles fans in Kansas City. Of course, we have Chiefs fans here in Philly.
That we all know about.
Shout out Big Charlie's, big Chiefs fan bar.
Rasheed Wallace,
obviously.
Yeah, he must be a frequent patron down there.
Ike, of course.
Well.
One of his AFC teams.
As long as Big Red is there. As Big Red is there, yes, I will be a Chiefs fan.
I think.
Cut that audio.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that. We'll probably hear that again this
most
show.
People know that.
No, I know.
Yes.
By the way,
your other teams are fraudulent.
The Bengals are real.
The Bengals are real. Great. Yep. You slipped the Jets in there because of Joe Douglas.
I'm out.
That was sick.
I'm out.
Okay. Well, we did that?
Well, yeah, that was. Hold on. That's when they. That was before Rodgers. That was when.
I know. With Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson was still the quarterback, so I didn't jump on a real bandwagon.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah.
Bills is pretty real. I trust you. Ravens, real.
Well, Ravens. Well, you know I don't really like Lamar.
No, I know. But I think you tried to jump on the Chargers, too.
Hold on. Let's go back. Is the Bills thing because of McDermott?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
All
right.
They're all because of Andy's coaches. Okay. Yeah, everybody that coached here.
And we have a couple of guys in Buffalo. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what was the next one? Baltimore? Oh, because John Harbaugh.
Yep.
No, Dolphins is fraudulent.
That is kind of
fraudulent. That's just because of
Marino. How many teams do you have?
Yeah, it's sickening. We've gone through this one year. He's fans of every team in the AFC.
Well, I like Tua.
You like Tua,
I
right?
did like Tua coming
out. Yep.
This is outrageous.
But you claim the Chargers, too, because then your college teammate, wasn't he the defensive coordinator?
Yes, Naldo Hill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
That was one year.
I know.
I'm not a Chargers fan. Well, now Harbaugh's there. I'm definitely not a Charger fan.
So I go to New York.
That's the other Harbaugh, Jim.
I go to New York for 3 years. One time, I pick the Giants to be the Eagles, and I am scarred forever. Meanwhile, Johnny Ten Teams over here is cheering for half the league.
Well,
it's footballs, man.
They're all AFC teams.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's what Jack failed to point out there, okay, that they're all AFC teams.
Well,
yes.
It's like, no, because I could be like, that's my AFC team. And I'm like, hold on. You have like half the AFC
teams. AFC teams, yes.
So we have a big show coming up.
New one, Houston.
Oh, Houston.
D'Amico
you have mentioned
Eagle.
That. That's just because you like C.J. Stroud,
yep,
right?
And D'Amico.
Oh.
Mufasa,
he was here.
Wait, okay. All right. Okay. No, I'm gonna throw a flag on the D'Amico Ryans thing. You didn't play with D'Amico Ryans.
Nope.
He was a Colts fan, too.
Nope.
Because Carson.
Well, that lasted
1 year, yeah. Yes. Those are 1 year
I can
games.
Understand.
You hate Shane Steichen?
I can understand the guys you played for and with.
Right.
The guy that was on the team,
yeah.
Though.
Did a lot of interviews with D'Amico while he was here.
Oh, God.
Come on, Spike. Yeah, with the program.
He did the Players Lounge, too.
Now, who did Players Lounge last year?
My mom.
That was Jordan.
Oh, Jordan. That's
He's a
fine.
Staple.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fine.
Newly okay. Captain.
Yeah, captain. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anybody.
How'd they take the hold on?
What?
How'd they take the C off the Devontae, man?
Because he's agreeable. You know, when you're. We got a whole staff of people.
Yeah.
You got some people you're like, that guy's going to be, squeaky wheel gets
grease. You know
who's
going to be the one to make the more, yes.
So if there's two receivers and you got to take it away from one of them, I can count on one guy to be louder than the other guy on the Eagles. And I think they just made that calculation. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they call him, you know, Nick and Howie call Devontae in the office and they're like, Devontae, we love you. You're a leader. We can only give it to one receiver. You know, AJ. You know how he's going to be.
You know this is not going to go well.
You know AJ.
Why didn't you go to Jahan Dotson?
Well, hold on. Why couldn't they just do this? Fletcher and
Kelsey.
Jason left.
Yes.
There are two spots open.
Yep. They get
Everybody
one to Jordan.
Everybody else remains captains that were here. I've never been on a team where a guy was a captain 1 year, then he's not the captain the next year.
Ertz.
Who?
They took it off Ertz.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember the
well,
I know, his contract
is good. He kind of.
He came shut up with the shorts inside out?
Yeah, he did a whole lot that preseason. He got to see.
But what I don't get is that they had two guys in the offensive line that are both captains.
Right.
You could have just made both Devontae and AJ captains.
Yeah.
Also.
We're not even both captains last year.
Do you think Nick was mad that he didn't get an invite to the celebrity softball game from Devontae, Mr. Competitor over there?
He could have won tickets.
He could have. We give away tickets for like 3 weeks. Yeah.
Now, who the hell is voting? It's the same guys voting.
I don't know.
I just
there's two big voices gone though.
He was already a captain.
Maybe he's not a good captain.
None of us are believing that one.
Well, I don't know. All right.
Yeah, none of us believe that.
Big Show.
I'm just saying. I just wanted to yell for Devontae. He's not going to yell about it.
Big Show the rest of the show. Coming up next, Larry Anderson will join us. We'll talk about the 3 out of 4 series win against the Braves and the upcoming series against the Blue Jays as well as the Marlins. So we have L.A. coming up at 3. Then, unless he has been arrested for tweeting, we will have Elliot Shore Parks joining us live from Brazil at 3:30. And we have decided that it would be good for the radio station for Elliot to get arrested because it would give us, you know, if Elliot's going to do things for the clicks, getting arrested in Brazil is the most click thing he could do. And then coming up at 4:30, the one and only Five Will Always Love You, Donovan McNabb, will be with us all football season, and will have his first appearance today on the WIP Afternoon Show at 4:30. So coming up next, L.A. joins us to talk a little Phils. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.